to have you with us. Hour number two, Upcountry Fiber for a strong connections, upcountryfiber.com. We love Upcountry Fiber, love what they do. We're talking about the best when it comes to internet service, home television, office television, home phones, office phones, the very best with a strong connection. Get in touch with our great friends at Upcountry Fiber. No, you're not going to see any kind of contracts. You're not going to see any bait and switch pricing. The price is the price. You're going to love it. It's our great friends over at Upcountry Fiber and UpcountryFiber.com. We are 4 minutes away from teeing off Bethpage Black for the Ryder Cup and 2 seconds away from going to Scott Reimer, talking a little Clemson football. Good morning, Scott Reimer. How are you doing this morning?
Happy Solid Orange Friday, Mickey Pyler. I know you're excited about the Ryder Cup, and so I did catch you a little bit yesterday. So if you need me just to talk for the next 20 minutes so you can watch and not be distracted, I can do that.
Yes,
But before I let you know where I'm at today, I want to give a little shout-out to our mutual friend Ralph Patterson, who texted in last Friday when he knew we were going to be in Estes Park. And, of course, Coach Patterson's a big Colorado guy, and gave us a recommendation on Ed Catena. Loved it, and we had a great time in Estes Park. It actually the fall colors are changing up here. We're at about Estes Park is about 7,500 feet of sea level. At about 9,000 feet, they got about 6 inches of snow up here in the Rocky Mountain National Park. So we got to go up and play in the snow a little bit this past week, which was crazy and a lot of fun. But today we are in Colville, Utah, which is in the Echo Reservoir, and that probably means nothing to you nor the millions of people you have listening to you this morning, Mickey. But an easier way to describe it is in the outskirts of Salt Lake City, Utah, and the Great Salt Lake and Mormon country. We're about, 45 minutes away from downtown Salt Lake City. Of course, the closest football team are the Utes, the Utah Utes right there in Salt Lake City. They are 3-1, and Mickey, at 3-1, they play the same number of games Clemson has, and they've scored 68 more points, and they've given up 32 less, and that's why they're 3-1, and we're 1-3.
All right, I'm trying to find where you are. Where are you now? What does it say?
Colville, Utah.
Colville
is the actual town name, I guess. It's right in the Echo Reservoir.
I see it
just
now,
west of Salt Lake City. You find it?
Yeah, I see it now. Yeah. So are you doing Park City? We go down to see Olympic Village in Park City?
Yeah, that's the plan. It's a little bit of a haul, but really we're now beginning the trek, if you will, and that's a terrible way of describing it, but we're headed northwest, and so you can't just get right there from here. So we got a couple of stops along the way. So, yeah, I'm going to try to do all that. We'll go into Salt Lake City and check that out and see what it's all about. But, and the Great Salt Lake as well. You got to put your toes in that thing.
The Great Salt Lake is massive.
Yes.
And I've been to Park City, and it's the Olympic Village and all that. That's really, really cool. And then you're headed up through Idaho and Oregon, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So we'll be headed up north after that. So,
Scott, what are we doing? We're talking about Clemson football at 1-3. What are we doing? How did this happen?
I don't.
A preseason top five. This was it.
Well, first of all, let me say, and I've got three things that we need to have happen this year, and I want your thoughts on that before the last game is played. But let me answer your question first. I don't know. I feel awful for Clemson football fans right now. Not only the losing piece to it, which is bad enough. I mean, it's been a long time since we've been this poor on the football field, but to lose the games at home and have the delays and the weather delays and all that stupid stuff. It's just Clemson football, the game is critical. Obviously, that's why we do it, but it's such a social event, Mickey. It's such a family event. And to have it just screwed over by terrible weather and terrible play on the field. And again, tip of the cap, they have every reason to vent this week their frustrations. I totally agree with that. I was a little less optimistic about this team. I wanted to see it before I was ready to say we're a top five football team. We talked about that early when I first started joining you this summer. But in fairness, the realm of where we are right now to where I was cautiously optimistic is nowhere near. I mean, I could have even made the argument that I could see us at 2-2, just because LSU and Georgia Tech are pretty good football teams, and that would have been the worst case, right? That would have been the wheels came off. We're 2-2, right? But not only did the wheels come off, but we skidded on that freeway and rubbed out the bottom of the car. I mean, there's nothing left. We're Fred Flintstone in this thing now with our feet running the cars because we have nothing. So it's as worse than it could have been, but it's not as staggering of a drop to the people who really in their hearts felt like this was a top five football team. And I didn't think that. And so my fall's a little shorter. Let me give you my three. I'm going to do them quick. Okay. And then you can respond to any and all of them. Tell me if I'm wrong. Because I read all your 30. I listened to your 30. Yeah. I read all your 30. And by the way, I lost count, but somewhere around 10 or 11 or 12 of them all had to do with culture of the football program.
And, which was the strength, which is what we've been bragging on for years.
Yes, and that's what Dabo was defending last week, or 2 weeks ago, I guess, when we talked last week, right?
Right.
Because you asked me specifically about his post-game or his Tuesday press conference, and it was all about the culture and how teams in the past had done all those things. And I said, well, that's all true. But that doesn't mean this team has the right culture, right? And so it was obviously proven that it doesn't. And so of your 30, about 11 or 12 of them directly pointed to a lack of culture and accountability in the program. But here are my three, and this is before Clemson, and these are simple, but this needs to happen for this football program moving forward, because we know what 25 is, but we got to start looking at what can 26 be. The three things are simple. All right, here we go. The first one is, and I don't know how many of the players are this falls into, but this is the most of the simple. If somebody doesn't care right now, and if somebody's packed it up and want to take their NIL money, or they're going to hit the transfer portal, and they don't want to do the dirty work, they need to sit. All right, that's simple. All right, man, that's number one. That's the easiest. Number two, both sides of the ball, offense and defensive coaching, we are scheming and play calling on both sides of the ball as if we have better talent than the team we're playing against. And we don't. And we need to stop that. If we've got a cornerback that can't match up man-to-man against a Syracuse receiver, we got to quit putting him out there. He's not good enough to defend the ball. So you got to scheme around that. Other teams scheme around it. This isn't rocket science, right? On the offensive side of the ball, you can't assume your wide receivers are going to get open. You got to scheme them open. And so we coached prior to Trevor getting there, even with Deshaun, on both sides of the ball, we coached as if we didn't have its key positions, better players than the best teams we were playing. And we out-schemed them to create matchups that gave us positive yards on offense and good plays on defense. We still line up as if we're better than the team in front of us. We think our offensive line is better than that defensive line, and we're not. So quit scheming that way. The final thing is, whether the last game is South Carolina or bowl game, we must know, and I mean not the fans, but the coaches and the program must know that the replacements for the people who will not be here next year, whether that's a graduating senior, somebody who's going to leave for the NFL early, or someone we know is going to go in the portal. And I know they don't know all of that yet, but they know which ones have lost eligibility after this year and all those things. We must know whether the person that is to step into their spot in 26 is a championship caliber football player. We cannot wait till week three when we lose our ACC opener to realize that player A or player B is okay, but not great. And I'll just use the most obvious example there, and that's the quarterback position. We must know before the end of the South Carolina game, or whenever the last game is, whether Chris Fazzini can win a championship for us. And you're not going to figure that out by practice or a spring game or fourth quarter mop-up duty. Kate Klubnik needs to start. Let me be clear about that. But Vezina needs live bullets against number ones on the other team. He needs to play in the first half, whether it's one series every game, two series. The coaches can figure all that out. But we need to all know, meaning the coaches and all of us, that after the bowl game, this Vezina kid can play. Not because he can play good in practice. He may be the best practice quarterback in the history of quarterbacks. That doesn't mean squat. because all we've heard is that Cade Klubnik's great in practice, but he hadn't been that great in the game. So, and it's not just quarterback. We need to know that at defensive end. We need to know that at linebacker. There's a bunch of key positions where we know we've got to have other people playing next year. And I don't yet know, and I don't think the coaches can know whether those players are championship players unless you put them in against ones, even at the expense that that may jeopardize a game or two down the road. We got to know that because we got to know where to hit the portal and be strategic in the portal in the offseason to right this ship so that 26 looks nothing like 25.
I like all those, especially the sit and accountability, and especially, well, the maybe your strongest point is I am more concerned about 26 and 25. In my mind, 25 is over. We're halfway through September, and 26 is over. So I mean 25 is over. I'm much more concerned about 26 and 25. And I know I'm 57, man. I can't be wishing away too many years in this thing. but I tell you now, I mean, what, there's nothing that can happen in this season that's gonna make me feel any better about this season. This season with the goals and everything. This season is a failure no matter what happens now. So now I'm worried about 26 and 27. Let me read you a quote. And I want you to get your thoughts on this. And this is coming. The question I'm asking here is to a man that hosted all Tiger pregame shows forever and that has invested in this program emotionally, financially, and forever. All right?
Yep.
Reese Davis, quote, "I want to preface this by saying I don't believe this is the case. I don't believe that there are proverbial internal issues at Clemson. I'm not saying that, but how they play on the field is they play like a team that doesn't really like each other. Not like they dislike each other, but they're not sort of ambivalent about each other. There's not the stinger, the spirit, the hunger. That's what's missing. It looks like a disinterested team. It looks like a team that doesn't have each other's backs. It doesn't love each other. And I got to tell you, watching these teams, watch this program have so much pride in that family. And maybe it's a different kid, and maybe it is NIL portal stuff. I don't know, but it is so disheartening. The soft thing bothers me. The lack of accountability bothers me. But the fact that these guys don't have each other's back and don't look like they're having fun, so how am I going to have fun in the stands? That, to me, is a major, major issue."
Yeah, and you said that was Reese Davis?
Reese Davis,
quote?
Yes.
Yeah, wow. I think I looked at it more like individual players' body language I didn't like. I never really put it in the context of maybe they aren't a cohesive unit as a group. I think it's worth the conversation about. I don't know the answer. I'm not inside the program. I will say this. First of all, Mickey, this happens even pre-NIL. What Clemson's going through happens every year in college football by somebody. I mean, thankfully, it hasn't been us that's been until this year that's been top five, top ten, and then just tank it. But it happens every year. And there's a variety of reasons why it happens. But usually, you can go back and look. Usually, it's teams that don't have a good culture, whether that's what Reese is saying, that they don't like each other, you know, or don't get along, they don't love each other, whether it's individual. I still think, I don't know how in human nature, because it would be this way with me and you, Mickey. If we were going to be on a team, you know, any kind of team together, and somebody comes to you and says, "I'm going to pay you $10,000 to play in the spot and to do this," and they come to me and they're paying me $1,000, and I know that you're a little more charismatic than I am, maybe, but we're not that different of a player. That's got to eat in a locker room. And I don't mean just at Clemson. I mean everywhere. And these are 20-year-old kids, and they don't know up from down. And I worried about this with NIL. That's not an excuse for Clemson. I'm just saying it wouldn't stun me that the locker room is that way, what Reese is saying, because some people are getting more than others, and it just creates this it puts up a roadblock to create brotherhood. And that's what sports has always supposed to have been about, especially at the collegiate level and the high school level. It's about building bonds and brotherhood. I don't know how you do that in this NIL world where people are getting different dollars because of whatever the reasons are. And look, the number one guy probably that's getting the most dollars at quarterback, you know, everybody else is looking around the room like, come on, man. You know, what?
I'm so sick.
That's the problem.
I'm so sick of sticking money
I don't care about you. I don't care about me. I care about us. And I care about family. And I care about the idea that the whole thing comes down to transactional. And I'm just so sick of that and watching that. And I got to tell you, Scott, I'm disgusted because I missed two football games in Death Valley in the last 50 years. Saturday was the first time I can remember where I was miserable in that game. It was the most miserable experience sitting there. The delays and watching that football team was not fun. And I don't have hobbies. I joked all week long, like I don't play golf and hit every bad shot. I don't go fishing and get throw every cast up where I gotta get a knot in my line. I don't go hunting and sit in a deer stand and never see a single deer. Like the idea, this is my hobby, and I'm gonna be miserable doing my hobby. Man, I don't have to do that. That's disheartening. It's disheartening. Hey, hopefully, well let's talk a little Clemson football on the field next week and things we need to see. When you are in Nevada, maybe, or Oregon, maybe, or Idaho, maybe.
You'll just have to wait and see. So, hey, great job this week. I told Sam off the air. It's again great to kind of follow along. And look, I don't blame any Clemson fan, not one that called in. No matter if I agreed with them or disagreed with them, you have every right to be frustrated.
No doubt.
And you know, hopefully you got your vent out this week and to watch other people lose this weekend without having to worry about your team lose. And then, by North Carolina, maybe you'll feel a little bit better.
Hopefully that's the case. Be careful. Look forward to visiting with you next week.
All right, brother. Take care.
That's a good friend, Scott Reimer. Josh Williams is up next. We're talking LSU, Ole Miss. We're talking Ohio State, Washington, Oregon, Penn State, Alabama, Georgia, overdogs, underdogs, Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas. Birdie the first hole, USA, one up through one. Much more after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/radio. That's Hims.com/radio. HIMS.com/RADIO.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta-potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
Have you considered the legacy you'll leave behind for your family? The staff at Green Law Firm is here to help you create a legacy you'll be proud of. The best time to plan for the future is now. Whether it's a straightforward will, power of attorney, family trust, or another option, David Green is here to guide you in choosing the right path for you and your loved ones. Call today 864-271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal so he can start planning your family's legacy together.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider. From the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Blue Ridge Heating Air, love Blue Ridge Heating Air, love what they do and how they do it. The bottom line is that I trust this company. I've employed them now to do my preventive maintenance plan twice a year. They came in and did such an incredible job that I like them and I love what they're doing there. Bottom line is these good folks are going to help you out. The Armstrongs is the most preferred. It's the best one, and you're going to love Armstrong and that dealer here in South Carolina. But free, no obligation. See if they can help you out. You're going to love our great friends over at Blue Ridge Heating Air, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Ask about the Tiger Tune-Up Special right now, $89. That thing's still going on. That's going to run out here soon. But a tune-up for $89, that's saving $100. So great friends over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. To our guest lines, where Josh Williams talks some Vegas lines with us. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm well, and you?
Great. Do we? Can I get a recap? Do I even want to know what the recap was from last week?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. You were 1-1.
Yeah.
Nebraska let you down.
Yeah, let me down.
Sam was 1-1. Illinois just didn't show up.
Yeah.
And I was 2-1.
Good. Good job. Good job over the last week or so. Let's jump right into it now. Is the right team favorite here? Ole Miss? Laying 1.5, very close game, obviously, against LSU tomorrow at 3:30 down on the Grove. But is the right team favored here?
Yeah, I mean, really hard to know. As we talked about last week, the look-ahead line to the LSU 1.5, that kind of quickly flipped. Respected money definitely took Ole Miss and flipped that to LSU. Ole Miss. Being the short favorite, and I think even for a short time, that got up to 2.5, and then you saw some buyback on LSU. So it's been kind of sitting on this 1.5 for the last couple of days. Yeah, it's really hard to know. I mean, obviously the wins for LSU haven't really aged very well. Obviously Clemson and Florida have both been bad, especially on offense. So, you know, LSU's defense and their numbers are really good. Is that real, or is that just because they played bad offenses? I guess this is the game that we'll really find out. Ole Miss has obviously put up plenty of numbers. I do think they've got some issues on the offensive line, which is why Chambliss has been a better fit and been an upgrade for them at quarterback over Simmons. They've been able to do some design runs with him, and obviously his mobility is a big factor. I do think Blake Baker probably heats him up and puts some pressure on him. He really hasn't been pressured much to date with who they've played. So it's an interesting kind of cat-and-mouse game there. And really, you know, LSU offensively kind of continues a little bit from last year. They struggled to run the ball, but they've also kind of surprisingly struggled some in the passing game. But this is Ole Miss defense, obviously, that looks to be a good bit worse than last year. They really have no pass rush. So you think Nuss is going to have time to make throws. So Ole Miss really just kind of sits back and plays coverage. So can they find the spots and attack that where they need to? I really have no real feel on this game. I think it's a complete coin flip. And, I've got no strong opinion.
I don't have an opinion on this one, because Washington's offense is balanced. And I know it's a tough place to play. I watched the Ohio State-Texas game, watched the offense struggle a little bit. Ohio State's a little more than a touchdown maybe in that range. But on the road with a quarterback on the road for the first time against – and I know Ohio State's defense is great, but, man, I'm going to tell you, Washington moves the football. And I'm impressed with Jed Flesch in his career so far. So thoughts about the Huskies hanging on or maybe upset bid against Ohio State, the number one team in the country?
Yeah, I kind of like Washington this game. Not necessarily to win, but I think they can keep it close. The number is now is 8.5. And we talked about last week, that look-ahead number was 11.5. It reopened a little bit lower than that, but the respective money has definitely been on Washington, despite, you know, about 80% of the tickets on Ohio State, about 2-1 money on Ohio State, but that line's going the other way. So the respective money has definitely taken Washington. You know, I saw this is only the second time in the last 25 years that a number one team has been favored by less than 10 against an unranked team. So that's just kind of interesting. But like you said, Washington's offense, I mean, it's explosive. They got a dual-threat quarterback in Williams. They got a great running back in Coleman, great wide receiver. So we should see how Patricia and Ohio State, what they do on defense. I mean, they played Texas, who's, you know, not looked great, but do they spy Williams, you know, and who does it? You know, and if you think back to the Texas game, as much as obviously Arch and that offense struggled throwing it, they had pretty good success on the ground. And Ohio State, even with these kind of cupcakes they've played since then, they're about 90th in defensive line yards. So I think Washington can have some success on the ground. They can obviously use the quarterback's legs to help that too. Use that running back Coleman also in the pass game. So I like them to be able to move the ball and put some points. You know, and on the other side, obviously first road start for Saiyan. You know, Washington is one that leads the country in pressure rate without blitzing. So if they can get home with four, you know, I think you kind of got to like them to have some success, but really they play a lot of man coverage, cover one, so can they hold up? You know, if Ohio State's able to block them, can they hold up against those Ohio State wide receivers? I think Ohio State likes their chances there, but I think there's avenues for success really for both teams offensively. But, yeah, I like Washington plus the points at that more than a touchdown. It's sitting kind of in that dead number area there around 8.5.
I do too, and Florida will be watching their next head coach in this game. Oregon and Penn State, one of the two biggies. Penn State, small favorite at home in the battle of the best matchup, at least on paper, this weekend.
Yeah, just a little bit of movement on this one. It just ticked up from 3 to 3.5. This look ahead was 3 last week. There's more tickets and money on Oregon, but it has that slight tick up toward Penn State. whiteout game. They've covered 9 in a row. I think it's 15-6 against the spread overall in their whiteout game since they started. Both teams really stepping up in class. I mean, you know, Penn State's been, what, a 6-plus TD favorite in every game, and then obviously had a bye week last week to prep. It's like they had a complete preseason schedule to get ready for this game. They've been very vanilla game plans, haven't really shown anything, so you expect to see some wrinkles from them on both sides of the ball. You know, I think Penn State can have some success running it, particularly between the tackles, and I think they'll need to do that because they're on their offensive line, their tackles have had some protection issues. Obviously, the Oregon will try to exploit, and you know, what can Knowles kind of cook up to limit those explosives that Oregon has been so good at there on offense? To me, this is one of the best games of the day on paper, maybe even the best. A lot of cat and mouse between the two sides. We'll see. You know, Franklin kind of seems to get conservative in big games at times. And, as you know, Lanning is kind of the polar opposite, likes to get super aggressive. So, the yin and yang, how that kind of shakes out.
Georgia, 18 years of frustration against Kryptonite in Alabama. They get healthy with this one. This spread can't be big enough, and certainly where it is right now between the hedges. But in talking to you earlier this week, you kind of like the Crimson Tide coming in again. Is that still the case?
This line is reminding me, it's not as drastic of a move, but it's kind of reminded me a little bit of the Clemson Georgia Tech a couple weeks ago. We talked last week, look ahead line was 4.5. It's now sitting at a flat 3. You've got about 80% of the tickets on Georgia, but you've got more than 60% of the money on Bama. So there's no doubt that the sharp side has definitely been with the Crimson Tide. You know, Georgia hadn't lost a home game since 2019, but they haven't beaten Bama at home since 2003. You know, both teams have been kind of a little inconsistent running the ball at times, especially Bama, but I think Jam Miller probably should help that a bit this week. He's back. So I don't know. Is it more of a pass heavy game plan for both? We saw Georgia's secondary issues against Tennessee. The Georgia defensive line hasn't registered a sack. I think they kind of got to change that and make Simpson uncomfortable. Because their coverage has been so bad. They're, I think, 93rd in coverage grade. But there's avenues for some success for Georgia offensively, too. I mean, Stockton was really impressive in that game at Tennessee. He was actually under pressure quite a bit. Used his leg. They converted, like half their third downs. I think he's probably going to need to be good under pressure again. It looks like the right tackle Green is out. They've had some protection issues on that side basically the whole year. So, yeah, I think anything above a field goal, I would definitely like Alabama, and I still kind of lean that way. But that the market is really interesting in that it's been kind of one-sided on Georgia, but that line's running the other way.
All right, overdogs, underdogs. I've been jumping the gun. I'll wait back and see because I got a couple for each, and we'll begin. Sam, let's do overdogs. I'll let you go first, Sambo.
I will take Notre Dame as this line has moved down to like 4.5. That's what I see it as right now. Notre Dame is a 4.5-point favorite at Arkansas.
I thought you're taking Georgia.
I'm going to let you have Georgia if
no,
you
I'm
want
not,
it.
I'm not going Georgia. I'm
I changed
Georgia.
My mind. I'm Josh Josh swayed me with the numbers right here.
Notre Dame. That explain that one to me, Josh. What's that Notre Dame line about?
Man, that's another one that, it's kind of the same thing. It's more tickets and money on Notre Dame, but that line keeps coming down. That's another very similar thing to the Georgia-Bama.
Stinky line. Yeah. Stinky smelly line.
But, I mean, you got to think about it. Both offenses really good. Both defenses suck. Yeah. I mean, you probably get wild swings in that game.
All right, you're overdog, J-Dub.
I've got two that I can't really decide, so I'll give you both. Minnesota off a bye, laying 5.5 against Rutgers. And the other one, I think I maybe like a little bit better Air Force at home. Hawaii on their 6th straight game, coming back over
I saw
to the
that
mainland at elevation.
Yeah, I thought that coming back over. I agree with that one for sure. I don't understand this line. I don't think they're very good. I think South Carolina is much better than, let me give you the latest that I have here, at least the line we'll play on this one.
5.5.
South Carolina's won a touchdown better than stinking Kentucky at home and a must win for South Carolina. Underdog, Sam, who do you have for me?
I don't like any of these.
Me either. I'm
gonna
I had a hard time with underdogs this week.
I'm going to go ahead and go with the one that I want to happen because I can't find one that I like. I'm going to go with Oregon as a 3.5-point underdog at Penn State. Nothing. There is no reason for this other than I want it to happen. Every single trend would indicate that it will not. But I'm going to take Oregon and pray on it.
All right. J-Dub.
Well, we've already talked about Washington, so I'll give you a different one there. I like Arizona. +6.5.
Yeah, Sam and I talked about that during the break. Yeah, like that one.
And I'm going to give you a really ugly one. Just plug your nose. UCLA +6.5 against Northwestern.
How? They're so bad. Let me give you I wanted to pick TCU tonight.
That was my second one.
TCU is catching 3.5, but I'm not going to go with that one.
Yeah, I'm good.
In the Philpott game tomorrow, Pittsburgh at home against Louisville. Give me Narduzzi finding a way to stay within 4.5, getting 4.5 against Louisville tomorrow. Final thoughts.
Yeah, they're taking some money.
Yeah. Final. Well, yes.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, of course, those smart voters buyers do this. Final thoughts. Ryder Cup. What do you expect?
I mean. You look at the odds, and it kind of makes you wonder why the U.S. is – I mean, I know it's home soil, but it kind of makes you wonder why the U.S. is favored quite that much. I mean, I think the Euros were like +160 outright. I mean, I heard them say that if this was in Europe, the Euros would be like -200 favorites. I mean, is it really that much different just because it's – in the States, I don't know. That seems like too big of a spread in the values on the Euro side. It really comes down to this foursomes format, really, today and tomorrow, and I think that's what's going to determine it. You kind of give, Americans usually have a little bit of an edge in singles, but I don't know that for some of these American guys, particularly with it playing soft, that it is set up very well for them. I don't know. I kind of think Europe wins a close one.
Be close for sure. Let's talk about Belichick and Dabo next week. Let's do that. I thank you enough. I can't thank you enough. And have a great yes. Speaking of stinky.
We need an NC-17 rating on that.
Have a great weekend. Yeah. Have a great weekend, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, you too. Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Thomas, 1-up through 2. Ludwig Aberg, Matthew Fitzpatrick, 1-up through 1. Short break. We'll get our ReedyLanco.com hunting and fish report right after this.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Along with all new merchandise, every purchase stays in the upstate for breast cancer prevention and the fight against cancer. But we need your help to make this year's auction our biggest ever. We're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a unique experience or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible and will make a huge difference. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Clemson fans, this is your store. The Tiger Sports Shop has the best selection of Clemson apparel, accessories, and game day essentials. Nike, Lululemon, polos, hoodies, hats, tees, you name it, we've got it. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our 2 Clemson locations or visit us online anytime at tigersports.com. Don't just cheer for the Tigers, wear your pride. The Tiger Sports Shop, your Clemson headquarters.
Go Tigers!
Serving delicious meals at a fair price for over 50 years, Wendy's commitment to good done right is unwavering. For decades, they've served up great deals to feed the whole family. And nowadays, they're bringing you breakfast favorites. The Pretzel Baconator, the Biggie Bag, and you can't forget the Frosty, all available to order in the palm of your hands with the Wendy's app. Doing the right thing in the right way is the Wendy's way. Download the Wendy's app and visit your local store today.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of 2 national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott and Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott and Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having a Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Join us live at Trammell & Mills Law Firm in Anderson on Wednesday, October 1st for the kickoff to Tigers for Tatas. The Mickey Plyler Show starts at 6, followed by Facts on Sports at 9. All proceeds from merchandise sales go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. See you there.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Try it at no obligation for 30 days or your money back. Every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Right here on 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar. Touchdown! Where every day is game day.
Really good specials over the Ingles right now. It's going to be a grilling weekend for me, Sam. I will just tell you this. Under consideration, my wife and I went out to dinner last night. Under consideration, crab cakes will be on the docket at some point in time this weekend.
Isn't it? It's just going to be a nice, calm weekend.
Yes.
Football.
Yeah, just football and Ryder coming up. But I will turn the outside TV on. I got a TV on the deck.
I'll be doing the same thing.
And grilling.
Yeah.
So that'll be a heck of a lot of fun, no doubt about that. So, but I'm heading to Ingles, and I informed my wife of this. She knew this, but I reminded her of this last night. On football weekends, I'm the cream soda guy. I love the prices, love the savings, love the cream soda selection. These people get the salad bar at lunch, do the hot buffet at lunch as well. The subs are amazing. Go by into the deli and do all that. Any of your tailgate needs, you're going to love it. It's our great friends over
at Ingles. Love the prices, love the savings, love the gas savings. It's our friends over at Ingles. To our guest lines again, the segment brought to you by our great friends over at ReedyLandCo.com, and Jinx Patrick joins us. Good morning, Jinx. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mickey. Doing well. Why'd you have to bring up cream soda right before I came on the radio? I mean, now I'm thinking about, it's been a long time since I've had that. It's hard to find.
Yeah, well, you go to Ingles, they got about three or four, five or six different flavors there. I like the vanilla cream soda. And I'm in the thing now where I don't like root beer, by the way, but I don't know why I like cream soda. But they've got five or six different brands there, and I'm kind of trying them all out. So the selection's really, really good. Hey, before we get into the big segment here, I want to tell you my son is going dove hunting again this weekend. He's into it, man.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's totally into it.
He went a few weeks ago, right?
He did. I sent you the video of him cleaning it, and I don't know why I didn't remember it this way, that you just rip the wings and then you rip the breast out of there. I didn't. For some reason, I thought it was a fillet knife involved, but it's not. So, or it can be.
You
I guess
you can fillet them. You can. Yeah. When people do dove poppers, they've been filleted.
Yeah.
But most of the time people separate the breast. But
Well, I tell you this? My father-in-law did a great job with him, because there were so many birds. It's like black clouds just flying over, you know. But my father-in-law did a great job with him, because my 6-year-old's got his Red Ryder BB gun. And so my father-in-law, as they flew over, my father-in-law was like, 3, 2, 1, and shoot at the same time. And he would say, Drake, I think that was you that got that one, you know, with the BB gun. Which,
oh, that's great.
Yeah. So he said, we got five together. So between us, we got five.
That's great.
You know? Yeah, that was great. I didn't realize until you texted, and then Mike Vaughn texted this morning. This time last year, I don't know why, but we drove through a hurricane to come in, and then we canceled the show because of the weather. This is the 1-year anniversary of Hurricane Helene. That's been 1 year already.
That's right. Hurricane Helene made landfall late on September 26th in the Big Bend region. It's one thing I'd forgotten. I thought it came from the Atlantic. It came from the Big Bend region of Florida. So that thing, I mean, it went through a lot of land before it got to South Carolina, and it was still trucking along really, really, really hard. It's the fifth costliest Atlantic hurricane on record. The deadliest to strike the mainland U.S. since Hurricane Katrina. It was the strongest hurricane on record to strike the Big Bend region of Florida. 50 people were killed in South Carolina and 1.3 million without power. I know everybody remembers that. And that's just South Carolina. North Carolina got it worse than us. They had 103 deaths, 879,000 without power. And the Black Mountain region was just hammered by it. I'm sure you remember that.
Yeah, and what's interesting, well, first of all, if you remember, the path was so much farther east than they expected. It just turned, and it just kept going east. Augusta, you know, was greatly affected by it. And the other thing is, like, we were coming back down the mountain. I forgot where we're coming. We're coming from Dollywood last year. And just to see the destruction in western North Carolina was amazing.
So it's interesting you say that, because when I was doing research this morning, the path of the actual hurricane, it did not swing over Augusta. It was just so big that they were like, they had flooding in Lake Raven, which is above like Clarksville in Georgia. And the other side of the hurricane was all the way down, and the tail of the hurricane was wrapping around through Augusta and Greenwood. I mean, that's how big it was. And it was just the rotation of it. So it wasn't the center that went over Augusta. It was just that big. And the winds, and the way the winds hit it. But I never realized till days later that Augusta and Greenwood, and that's one of the things I remember most about it, was that since the internet was down at all these places, and our phones really didn't work. If you remember that, I had a lot of trouble with my phone. Like, we didn't even know how bad it was for probably 48 hours, you know, after it hit.
Yeah. I have several questions on it, because, you know, you, the thing you alerted me to, and you've done this for several hurricanes, is like, what it displaces wildlife and what they're going through. And so are we, and the other thing is all the downed trees. I'll ask you the two-part question. One, do we still see downed trees? Is that still an issue in you know, hiking trails and the land that you're looking at, and what effect that has? And then two, are there any long, you know, 1 year long residual effects, either population wise or behavior wise and whatever with the wildlife?
You know, one of the more interesting aspects of the wildlife in the trees was how it affected fire a few months later. So you had down trees, and you remember we had the real bad fire on Table Rock up in that region.
Yeah.
And so you had all these dried out down trees, and that's just a lot of fuel. And that, you know, I think that had a great effect on those regions. And fire's not necessarily bad. It's good long term, but short term it's devastating. As far as areas that did not have fire, I believe that it created cover, good cover. And since it did not like wipe out, you know, it had down trees, but it didn't entirely wipe it out. I think that, you know, long term, I think it's good for cover, and there's still plenty of food. Now, as far as like what happens when an actual hurricane happens, God only knows about that. I don't know how the animals handle it. It's pretty scary to think about.
Well, we've been very lucky so far this year, right? Maybe I missed it. And I don't pay attention to the Gulf and maybe some of the other barrier islands or something like that. But so far, it's been a pretty quiet hurricane season this year. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think it's real fair to say. And you tend not to, even with Hurricane Helene, I mean, I knew it was coming, but I didn't think, I just went to bed that night. I didn't think about it like saying, okay, tomorrow when I wake up, I'm not going to have power for 12 days and I'm not going to have internet for 18 days, and then 103 people, passed away in North Carolina. I didn't think about it like that. I just said, okay, this thing's going to hit Florida and then skirt on across wherever it's going to go, and we're going to get some rain. I think it was Asheville set a record for rain. They had like 9 inches of rain in 24 hours, and it completely flooded out the Biltmore Village. You remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you still are you showing properties? Are you still seeing roads or bridges or in any still major damage? Or if we are fully recovered, or we still have things we still have to do?
I definitely see it. In the regions that get hit harder, and I spend a lot of time in North Carolina. I'll be up in North Carolina later today looking at property, and those areas. The trees are still down, and on most farms, trees are still down out in the woods, and it just takes a long time to recover from that on the road. And this is one more thing I'll say about it. I feel like some root systems were damaged and trees weakened. I feel like we lose trees a little bit more rapidly in some areas than we did, a year ago. We have like these light storms, and we're still losing trees that may have been uprooted some, last year. They have a different wind pattern on because of other trees that are down.
I've got about a minute. I want to talk about your properties here, but quickly in a 15-second answer. If you've got down trees, are there any downside to having those down? Do you have to get them up? Or if it's not bothering anything, can you just leave them down?
Yeah, I mean, there's assistance. You can get assistance, and I've researched it, and I'm actually doing it on one farm. But there's EQIP. You've heard me talk about EQIP before in the USDA. You can reach out. If you have a farm, you can reach out to those areas and those offices, and they'll help you get funding to help clean up and help you work with the long-term viability of your forest lands, whether it be for, plantation pines or whether it be, hardwood work. And if you want to see a great example of that, if you drive up 385 from Clinton at about somewhere around exit 5 on the left, if you're heading towards Greenville, there's a big patch of woods. And they did that cleanup, and it looks really good. And that's where they went in and they cleaned up the ground, and they got the trees off the ground so that it wouldn't bring in any invasive beetles, and got the fuel off the ground and cleaned up the undershore. It looks really, really good, but it is hard work. I mean, it is really hard work.
Hey, I'm going to tell everybody, I got about 15 seconds, I'm going to tell everybody, go to ReedyLandCo.com, some awesome properties. Text me if you want me to, any of those at the top of the hour coming up, but ReedyLandCo.com. I was on the site last night, man. The site looks better than ever, so go by and see that stuff.
Thank you.
Hope you and the girls have a great weekend, and let's talk next Friday.
You too. Thanks, Mickey.
All right, buddy. Hour number 3 when you come back, right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.